Sally Mosley, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mido. How are you guys today?
Very well, thank you. Let's start with the feature, the champagne. Espiona, $3.80. Sunshine in Paris, $4.80. Southport Tycoon, best backed early doors with Tab is $6. Private Eye, $8.50. Magic Time has supporters at $9.50 as well. The TJ winner, Chain of Lightning, $10. 15 and longer the rest. How do you see it?
I think it's a race that's really open this year, and I can see why there's been support for Southport Tycoon. I know that Kieran Barnstable have a big opinion of this caliber. Of course, we saw he was scratched out of the Doncaster, he drew wide, and then they were worried about the track. As it eventuated, they probably didn't need to be, but they were concerned about the wide draw as well, so they've elected to wait with him. But he's had a recent trial at Warwick Farm. Jamie Carr came up to ride, and she was really pleased with him. I know she's also got a big opinion of this horse, so I can see the early support there. And I watched him work at Trackwork Tuesday morning, and he looks like he's bucking his brands off, jumping out of his skin. So I can see that, although I think Espiona here, arguably the one to beat should she do everything right, but she's been such a frustrating horse for connections. And we've talked about her when she gets her head on the side and still does things wrong, albeit she was fantastic when we saw her last start. So I think she's the one to beat, but there's another one I'm looking at there, and the each-way odds, and it is Private Eye with James McDonald aboard. I think that this guy was obviously probably a little bit below par in his first two runs. He's since gone back to the trials after having a bit of a freshen, and was really impressed with that trial. It looks like he's taken the improvement, hopefully, in better order than what we saw of him in those first two runs. I think it maps well enough for him with James McDonald aboard. If he can bounce back to his best, I think that he's certainly the one to beat there.
What about in the Champagne Stakes, Al? How do you see this playing out?
Well, everyone's with Manal. I think I seem to be the only one who's sticking with linebacker. I just feel as though he's the up-and-comer, and Manal, albeit she's obviously a really talented filly, and we've seen what she's been able to do so far, so I'm not knocking her, but she has been up a long time, and I do wonder whether this might have been, not necessarily an afterthought, but, you know, could be just maybe run one, two, far for her. But I think linebacker's just this up-and-coming horse. He's green, he's raw, still did things wrong. He had to do it really tough when we saw him when he came out and won the value meeting at Node, who was obviously a rock hard fit horse there from the Gaywood House, and Adrian Bott stable. And I think he ended up running that set somewhere the fastest time of a two-year-old race at Rose Hill over that trip. So I really have faith in this horse. I saw him at the Trackwork Gallops last week, and still, you know, feeling, he still does, he's culty, he's just a bit of a lad. So once they can really get a bottle on top of that, I think he'll be the horse to watch into his three-year-old campaign. But there's something about him this weekend that has me with him. I understand the appeal of broadsiding, particularly the way that he'd be working through, but I am sticking with linebacker.
The Tab Hallmark, a really good race, and the Kosciuszko champion front page is short and was very good in the Galaxy a month ago, just pit for third by Zapateo and Sunshine in Paris, $2.10, in from $2.30 as well. Valana won the race last year, first up $4.40. Aft Cabin, the stablemate's been $4.40 to $4.60. Marzu, six out to seven. And then Kalino as well, first up, which is in our multi, $8 to $8.50. So how do you see the Hallmark playing out?
I think it's probably not a race that I would be diving into, but I think Front Page is certainly the one to beat. He warrants that short price quote, albeit I probably wouldn't be backing him at 210, but I can't see anything else getting the job done on top of him. There's another horse in that race, Loz, and you'd remember him as well, because we backed him in Hong Kong when we were having our
spectacular
Chinese meal, Sinuan. He is a frustrating horse. I think, what was he that day? $50, he ended up rattling home.
And he ran well, didn't he?
Yeah, he runs super, and he always runs well. So, I mean, I probably can't trust him, but I'm going to have $10 on him because he's 151.
Might be something I might do tomorrow too, Al, I think.
Yeah, have 10 on him. Why not?
Exactly. anything else you like there tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm pretty keen in race four. So, in the Frank Packer play, I can see that it sets up really well for Cam Hauser, and him stepping out to the 2,000 just looks like he's absolutely primed after running really well over the mile last start. It maps well for him. He's got James McDonald forward, but with that being said, I'm actually going against him, and I'm going with a filly who I think, again, I've tipped on this show a couple of times in the past when she ran in the Kembla Grange Classic, and she was super there. Ah. It's it's Our Gold Hope.
Our Gold Hope, yeah.
Yeah, and I do wonder whether the fillies, the staying fillies, sort of have it up on the staying colts and geldings at this point. She's proven over 2,000. I think it maps a lot better for her. She, having a chat to Rob Price after the race, he mentioned that she still just does a few things wrong. She can over race, get her head up, but I think from where she's drawn, obviously in barrier two, she'll be able to get a really nice run in transit, be able to settle behind the speed and work well late. She's proven over 2,000. She's $14 at the moment. And again, the form's been franked out of the Kendall Grange Classic. Toodle Evita running well. John O'Shea's good filly, good banter, has obviously come out and won that feature race over the carnival as well. So I just think I'm really keen to have something each way on her. And I can see Towns is hard to beat, but Our Gold Hope will run.
Okay, that's race four, number 13, $14 to win, $360 to place currently with Tab. Have you had a look at the Quokka at all over in the West?
Yes and no. I don't quite know how to play it. It's not, again, a race that I'd necessarily be diving into and be keen to tip anyone into anything. But Bjorn Baker's obviously got a great track record over there, and his two should no doubt run well, and I think Bjorn will be absolutely flying if they do again. I think all the Derby racing team have touched down over there, and the syndicate of the boys have got that slot as well. I think Ram Racing they are, so it'll no doubt be a big show.
It's been $5.50 into $4 too. Amelia's Jewel $3.20 back to $3.50, still at the top of the market. Ali, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.